Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
TikTok CEO on Capitol Hill.
We will be transparent and we will give access to third-party independent monitors.
A spike in autism cases.
One in 36 children has been identified with an autism spectrum disorder.
Manhattan DA and Trump documents request.
An aggressive pushback.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. TikTok CEO has been defending the social media app against concerns it is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. The latest from our Linda Kenyon.
Josie Chu says yes, TikTok is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, but no, it does not answer to the Chinese government. And to prove it,
we will firewall protected U.S. data from unwanted foreign access.
But that pledge and others did not ease the concerns of members of the House Energy Committee, including Representative Frank Pallone.
You're trying to give the impression that you're going to move away from Beijing and the Communist Party. You're trying to give the impression that you're a good actor. But the commitments that we would seek to achieve those goals are not being made today.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
For the first time, new CDC numbers show more children are being identified with autism, with rates higher among racial and ethnic groups. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A new CDC report shows one in 36 children has been identified with an autism spectrum disorder in the United States, an increase from one in 44 children in 2018. For the first time, the percentage of Asian, Black, and Hispanic children diagnosed was higher than among white children.
The research also suggests during the pandemic, some children did not get the early intervention and treatment they needed. A Manhattan grand jury is still looking at whether former President Trump allegedly falsified business records to hide campaign finance violations tied to hush money payments. Also, CBS's Robert Costa says the Manhattan DA has rejected a GOP demand for information on the case.
In short, it was a pushback against these Republicans, and the argument made here by the district attorney's office was that this is an ongoing criminal investigation in New York, and that congressional oversight of an ongoing criminal city investigation doesn't make sense constitutionally or legally.
Anti-Semitic incidents, including assault, harassment, and vandalism, soar. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt.
There were 3,967 incidents reported across the U.S. last year. That's a 36% increase compared to 2021, which was also a record year.
New York, California, and New Jersey led the states for total incidents. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 75 points. The Nasdaq rose 117. Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The governing body for track and field bars from international competition athletes who've transitioned from male to female.
This all has to do with testosterone. Men who transition to women have a higher level than other women. It's felt that gives them a competitive advantage. The decision doesn't impact anyone currently running at elite levels, says Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
However, it does send a message to men who want to transition to women that if they want to continue to compete, they're not going to be allowed to compete as women.
Swimming's governing body has a similar policy. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Still no sign of a 21-year-old sailor who disappeared in north suburban Chicago last Saturday morning. Waukegan Police Deputy Chief Brian Mullen.
We're pausing search efforts today. We will resume tomorrow.
Seamus Gray was last seen leaving a bar in Waukegan. Police and family say Gray left Naval Station Great Lakes for a night of St. Patrick's Day celebrations. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. It was another day of protests in France as unions strongly opposed President Emmanuel Macron's raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. Demonstrators at times overturned cars and set fires in cities, including Paris, where CBS's Elaine Cobb is.
The Paris march ended at the Place de l'Opéra, and police have been trying to funnel people away. There are firebombs going off, a lot of tear gas as police try to move people on. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
March Madness continues tonight with the Sweet 16. The marquee matchup is number 2 seed UCLA facing 3 seed Gonzaga. CBSSports.com's David Cobb with more on a Cinderella-type story for Princeton.
You just never expect a 15 seed to make it this far in the first place, mm-hmm. but now we've seen it 3 years in a row. And if Princeton beats Creighton, it would mark 2 years in a row now that we've seen a 15 seed go to the Elite Eight.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wonder if a popular movie rental business from the past is trying to make a comeback.
Friday nights in the 80s meant a trip to Blockbuster Video, scouring the shelves hoping the last VHS tape of Nightmare on Elm Street was available for renting.
Nobody has the movie I want.
The company shut down most of its remaining stores back in 2014, but are they making a comeback? The video rental chain's website is back online. If you look it up on your phone, it says, "Please be kind while we rewind." While "we are working on rewinding your movie" is what appears on your desktop. The website's been dark for over a decade. It's unclear when the website was reactivated or updated. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The Labor Department says jobless claims in the U.S. for the week ending March 18th fell by 1,000 to 191,000 from the previous week. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. and you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.